The Port of Seattle is responding to a state accountability audit and to the resignation of the port's ex-CEO. 88.5's Simone Alisea has more.
At a special commission meeting, state auditors reported that the port's one-time payout to certain employees did not comply with the state's constitution. Commissioner Courtney Gregoire defended the port's action on behalf of its workers, but condemned former CEO Ted Fick for not being transparent with the commission, especially in the way the payout was implemented.
That is no longer going to be the way things are done.
An addendum to Fick's performance review made public last week says the former chief executive failed to tell the commission that he was one of the employees who would receive a raise. He is also accused of improperly accepting gifts. Fick has said the commission should have known he'd get the extra pay, but during the meeting, commissioners amended the port's code of conduct so the elected body has more oversight over the managers. Here's Commissioner Fred Fellman.
There ultimately has to be this overriding commitment to serving the public good, and that we are going to set an ethical standard that may be something above and beyond what somebody coming strictly from the business community is used to.
In response to the auditor's findings, the port says it will do a legal review of the payout and refine its policies on compensation. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.